Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Thursday here on the show, and you know what that means. Well, first off, I'm back. Got a lot to talk about here today. Man, too bad I wasn't here yesterday to talk about NXT. That was not my favorite show. However, I did very much like that main event. Much like I liked the main event of Dynamite last night as well as the opener. Man, did I love the opener. So we got a lot to talk about here today. We also got SmackDown coming up tomorrow, which could be, it could be the SmackDown where, for the first time in the history of professional wrestling, a pro wrestling show is number one on all of network television. The Rock will be there. Roman Reigns will be there. Logan Paul will be there wrestling. He's actually going to have a match on SmackDown facing The Miz. So we'll tell you about that. We got some other lineups as well. And then the news. When we come back from the break, got an update on Jeff Hardy, who was injured last night at the AEW Rampage tapings. Not really an update on Shotzi, which actually is kind of an update. And then we've got a story, the likes of which I don't think I've ever seen in wrestling. We're going to talk about it. And I got a call back to my own childhood, something that happened around here. Can anyone figure out what I'm talking about? I guess we'll find out soon enough. And we've got an update on Drew McIntyre. A new AEW Dynamite set is coming. BCC versus CMLL in Arena Mexico. QT is coming back to AEW. Ratings notes. And plenty more. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That's 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Well, let's talk some news here. I'm going to start off with this since we didn't have an update last night. So the word coming out of AEW is that Jeff Hardy does not have a concussion. But he has a broken nose. And so he was doing a match with Sammy Guevara, and Sammy hit the shooting star and landed on his face. And Jeff broke his nose, but apparently other than that, everything is, you know how they say, okay. So best of luck to him. As far as Shotzi, who suffered some sort of knee injury on Tuesday at the NXT tapings for this coming week. We have no update, and they're being very quiet about it. And usually that's not a good thing, but I cannot sit here and tell you for sure that it is a bad thing because they're not saying anything. So anyway, she was doing a match, and she was facing Lyra. I realize that some of these you will consider spoilers, but it's new, so sorry. She was facing Lyra, which had been announced last week, and she flew outside and injured her knee, and it was a taped show, so they were, like, stalling for time, like, what are we going to do? And then Ava appears on the big screen, and she says that Shotzi is not medically cleared to continue, and so is there anyone in the back who would like to come out and replace her? And of all people, Lash Legend came out, okay? Now, I can't say 100%, but I'd say probably 99%. I don't think Lash has ever gone out on a live show and called a match in the ring. And that's what she would have had to do here. And granted, they didn't go long. It's probably like 6 minutes. But apparently she went out there and did a legitimate impromptu match with Lyra. I cannot wait for next week's show. I mean, hey, she's improved a ton. But what does that mean? Well, it means that, like, she used to do choreographed matches that were terrible. Now she does choreographed matches and, you know, she looks like there's a good chance. But a non-choreographed, call it on the fly, I mean, honestly, this could be, like, a real big deal. If she does well here, I mean, they're going to want her up sooner rather than later. So we'll see what happens. But that's next week on the show. So all the people in the back to do an impromptu match. Lash.
Well, maybe Blair Davenport wasn't there. You know, some of the other women with experience. You got Roxanne Perez. You can't give her a title shot right now. You can't put her in that main event, you know, because you're building up to that. So, hey, look, what do we say about all of these folks, men and women? They're going to have to start getting better in the ring. They have got to get out of their comfort zones, and they got to work more. Well, here's a great example of Lash Legend, somebody that's over to the live crowd, somebody that's now been there for a pretty good period of time. I'm not sure how many matches she's had, but go out there with Valkyria, who's, I assume, got more experience, significantly more than Lash Legend does, even if it's not a lot. But, you know, good for both of them to go out there and actually get that experience. So, and who cares? Considering that it's an NXT show, it's, yes, it is building towards Mania season and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, even if it's terrible, and it's going to have the ability to be post-produced, so there's going to be that benefit for it as well, too. You know, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't matter. It's a good learning experience for both.
When I was a young boy, I'd say probably first, second grade, somewhere around there, I was a big fan of The Muppet Show. I know that's hard to believe. And it aired on the local PBS station, Channel 9. Watched it every night, 7:30. Loved The Muppet Show. And then one day, The Muppet Show got removed from PBS Channel 9. I was very, very disappointed. And you know what else? All of the other kids in my class were also very disappointed. And so we actually all got together. We all wrote letters to the local PBS affiliate, and we begged them to bring back The Muppet Show. And they did. They brought it back because
really?
Of our letter-writing campaign to the local PBS station.
Oh, man, I bet you yes. Some teachers got some shine out of that deal on the news. You must have loved that.
Now, I bring this up because of this from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. I have never heard of anything like this before.
What's that?
The TNA wrestling roster is looking to find a path forward following Scott D'Amore's departure from the company. Members of the TNA roster publicly voiced their support for D'Amore on social media after the announcement. Today, Fightful published a letter that members of the roster sent to Anthem Sports and Entertainment CEO Leonard Asper and D'Amore. In the letter, the TNA wrestlers expressed their belief that TNA or that D'Amore is still the best possible person to protect TNA's present and future.
Oh, wait, hold on, Brian. Let me actually read it here because it says it's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time to meet the Muppets.
Oh. We feel strongly, the letter said, that a wrestling person, in quotes, needs to be intimately involved at a high level to ensure the amazing company we have all built and product we have provided to our fans continues to grow and flourish. It is our opinion that the best possible person for that role was, is, and will be Scott. They have arranged a letter-writing campaign to Anthem to bring back Scott D'Amore. Bros, has that ever happened in wrestling?
I hope this is 4D chess. This is the greatest booking ever.
I've been around a long time, and I've seen a lot, okay? I can't ever remember, like, the head booker of a company being ousted, and the roster all got together to do a letter-writing campaign to ownership to please bring this person back.
Has it happened?
That tells you, by the way, about what they thought of Scott D'Amore.
Yeah. Has it happened in some form in Japan with a group at some point or another to any varying degree? I don't know. I would have to go back and look that up. But yeah, I mean, this is just a business decision that was made by Anthem that is not very good. And they have gone about it in the worst of ways because they misrepresented it to the talent. And how do you lose all of the faith? You get rid of somebody who's there because essentially you can't work with them anymore because you're kind of tired of telling him you're not going to spend any more money and you're not going to do anymore. And he goes and leaves and you misrepresent why he left to the talent. And then you're in this situation where Again, you find out maybe if you're a talent, you didn't know that Damore had offered to buy the company, which really drives you nuts. I mean, look at the response that this has gotten. This may be a Rossi Ogawa situation if Scott Damore can actually somehow land a TV channel or a TV deal of some kind anywhere in the world that, you know, maybe the wrestlers start going over and join him as opposed to sticking around with Anthem. Because what are you getting out of Anthem besides a lot of cuts? A lot of cuts were made at the end of last year. A lot of people forget about this. That gets wiped away in the fact that they've had a good start to the year and creatively they've been doing well. They were slicing that thing to the bone at the end of the year with people not re-signing and them not re-signing people. So this whole deal with Damore is a bad deal, but it's all a business deal, and it all lies at the feet of Anthem. Not only for Damore, but for Ed Nordholm, too, who apparently was at least trying to do something to rally up the company and trying to get them to spend money and okaying that sort of thing. He's out of the job now, too. This is a rough road right now for Anthem.
We remain steadfast and hopeful that this letter can be a first step to opening and keeping open productive lines of communication, to ensure the TNA Impact family continues to be a wonderful, unique place to work for years to come. We ask and implore you both to come together and create a resolution that will reunite this family once again. Well, if they wrote that letter to Leonard Asper, well, that ain't going to help much. They have to write another letter here.
Can I ask you a question? What kind of great PBS donor did you have that was able to get a network show like The Muppet Show aired on your local PBS affiliate and reruns?
I don't know, brother. I don't know how the whole thing. I'm going to ask my mom what happened, because she'd remember better than me. I can't even remember 5 years ago, much less 1982, but it definitely happened. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And now there's a mystery I have to solve.
All right.
Going to the Seattle Times archive here. Yes, of course I agree. God.
No, what are you looking for here exactly?
What happened with that Muppet Show?
On PBS?
I'm asking my mother as well.
I just don't remember it being on, and I was in D.C.
Oh, God, so I got to go through 401 records?
Maybe it was. I don't know. I remember, like, 321 Contact and the Electric Company and all that sort of stuff. Rita Moreno I had a big crush on as a little kid because of the Electric Company reruns.
This might be a while. Anyway, well, we got more we got to talk about here.
More Muppets? Cool. I'm actually great with that. Let's talk about the history of Fozzie. Not the band. The bear. Actually, you know what? The hell with it.
It's not the Muppets. It's not the Muppets. But, you know, also when I was a kid, I'll tell you how old I am, everybody. You know, it's a slow news day when I'm telling you how old I am.
How old are you?
I'm so dang old that I remember when McDonald's play places were outside.
Yeah.
Not inside.
Oh, man, they used to give you the glasses. Do you remember the glasses from the Muppet Show?
They had a McDonald's play place near Highway 99 in Linwood. I don't know why the hell we went all the way out there, but it was a big old play place.
Your family was on the land.
Actually, they had another one. Now I'm thinking about it, in Kenmore. And, you know, it's funny is my daughter, they're redoing downtown Bothell. And, you know, there's an area that they're going to be rebuilding, and it's like, you know, what do you want to go in there or whatever? And Paisley goes, I want a McDonald's in there. And it's like, you do realize that when I was a kid, there actually was a McDonald's right there. And they tore it down to build this, and now they're going to tear it down again.
She did not realize that.
Of course she didn't realize that. It was decades after she was born.
I bet you yelled at her. Don't you realize there was one there when I was a boy?
Anyway, can I get to the point? So there were all these weird things to play on. There were these little, like, French fries. You know those little, you sit on them, they got this giant spring, and they go back and forth.
Hanging out with Mayor McCheese.
You'd ride the fries, and then they had the big spinny that was built like Grimace, purple spinny. And, yes, they had a Mayor McCheese. Remember that guy? Mayor McCheese. He was the mayor of the McDonald's play place. And he had a head that was a hamburger. His head was a hamburger. And he wore a hat on top of his hamburger head. And the toy was like, you climbed up this ladder into Mayor McCheese's head, and then you could climb up a little higher and you could look outside his hat. I'm sure I've told this story before. So one day I go up into his hat and I stuck my head out of the hole in his hat. And I was looking around, and I don't know if you know anything about a head, but you have ears, okay? Ears. Mm-hmm. So my head goes through the deal, and then I tried to pull it out, and I was stuck. I was stuck in Mayor McCheese's hat. Couldn't get my head out. Man, I was freaking out.
Especially when the Hamburglar creeped up behind you. Must have been...
parents are inside, and I was like, oh my God. And then you know what I hear in the distance? Sirens.
Oh. Ooh.
I thought, there's only one place they could be going. Me. My head is stuck in Mayor McCheese's hat. They must be coming with the jaws of life or some welding machine or something. Maybe they'll have to take my head off and put it back on like Shibata. So I heard this coming, and man, pop my head back on through, ears bleeding all over the place in the back. Oh. Still got a lump back here. Brutal. But anyway, the point is, there is a point. I was on the I was on the internet the other day. I don't even know why I was like searching for this, but I was searching for like old school McDonald's play places, and there's a guy that has a site that's all about old school McDonald's play places. He's like gone back and he buys all of the old toys that he can find, and he's like built one in his yard or something. And it's like, it's a blast from the past, bro. If you're my age, you go and look at this, and you're like, oh my God, I forgot all about that Hamburglar. What a freaking creep that guy was. The Hamburglar? Mm-hmm. It's like, what a horrible time to grow up. I don't even know how I'm still here. I look at all this stuff like the kids play on nowadays, all this fun, happy stuff. There's happy faces and furry animals and everything. Dude, I was running around, running from the Hamburglar and spinning around in some big purple blob of goo. And Mayor McCheese tried to chop my ears off. What a horrible life. But anyway, you guys got to find that site. I'll see if I can find it because I sent it to my wife. Show her how old I was. Anyway.
Scariest bastard up in there was Ronald McDonald himself.
Yeah, that guy was another creep.
Yeah, clown. Oh, God.
A horrible clown is what he was.
But they did have the good giveaways because, like, the Great Muppet Caper and all those movies that came out, they used to give you, like, the big, thick tumbler glass with, the, you know, the scene from the movie on there and everything. Those were awesome.
Dude, the freaking guy's name was Grimace. Okay?
Grimace. Yeah.
You know what a grimace is? Like a mean look. His name was Grimace. We're supposed to play in this guy, and then he gets spun around a bit till you barf? God. Grimace.
Those were always a bad idea anyway. We had one of those at my elementary school. That the
it's like a toy. Kind of... Evil stare. Hey, one you want to go play in the evil stare? Come on, Pace. Go jump in that thing.
Things that spin around at like mocks, you know, warp speed because kids are spinning it and like kids would fly off of it. We had like gravel under ours and it was concrete where we were. Why they even had that, I have no idea. But I would assume, because I never remember seeing one at my kid's school or anything like that, those things are all long gone now due to insurance issues and such. Like, I'm assuming what happened to all those play places? Are there even play places attached to these types of
Yeah, they're
of
inside
anymore?
Now. They're inside, and they're plastic, and they're safe.
And like besides
there's
Chick-fil-A,
no creeps.
I can see... Not when you're there, right?
Anyway, Drew McIntyre has not signed a new contract yet. He is being booked for shows in I believe, May. And the belief is that he likely is going to re-sign. I mean, he's in a great spot. I think he's having the time of his life. I don't know that. But, you know, I see guys that do characters like this. I mean, when he said that line, that is a legendary line now. I don't know what I believe in. I'm not much of a religious man, but I prayed this would happen and it did. That was the greatest line. Now he's got
hater.
The shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, man.
This has got to be very cathartic for him, and you seem to... He gives that vibe. We've seen this with other guys as well, too, in the past, when they do have the ability to kind of, like, be a full-fledged heel and sound like they're speaking from the heart and speaking their truth. He's doing an excellent job of it. He's been fantastic. So even if he doesn't stay there, this has been wonderful for whatever happens with him.
Says, I think it'd be funny if he didn't re-sign. What, and goes to AEW? Listen, I'm not going to dissuade anybody from going to AEW, but who are you not going to push if Drew McIntyre goes to AEW and gets a push? There's 5,000 guys right there, and you can't push every single one of them. God, I mean, Jiminy Christmas and guys coming back.
Brian, and let's be honest here, what reputation do they have of making someone better off than they were before in WWE?
Hey, this is the best he's ever been.
He is. He's fantastic. And you know what? Randy Orton, I'm not saying it's over, but he's been on the downslide. He's been gone for a while. He's out. AJ Styles, I guess he's still up in the air on what you're going to do with him, but there is a hole and a room that he can fit in right now. The same way Damian Priest, who's, you know, even older, but, you know, has got a spot right now where they have the ability to break out. Roman Reigns is what he is. Cody Rhodes is what he is. other than that, I mean, there's a lot of room to maneuver there if you're somebody like a Drew McIntyre, because they've kept him impressive, they've kept him fresh, and they've kept him with, you know, some actual dignity to his character and some belief that fans have in his character. So to me, this 2024 could be a great year for him. I know some people are looking at Sami Zayn as possibly he could have a great year, but Drew McIntyre, I think, is in the best position of almost anybody in that company.
Hey, do you remember when Lenny lost those quarters to me?
I do.
You remember why it was?
Yes.
He was sure Jay White was beating MJF.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, that ain't going to happen.
Tap him out.
The point is, they were doing such a great job building up Jay White that he thought he was actually going to win the title. Now, where is Jay White right now? He's part of the Bang Bang Scissor Gang, doing a 12-man tag on Rampage, okay? Now, my point is this. Like, okay, let's say you want Jay White to be top of the card. All right, well, who's not going to be top of the card? Samoa Joe? Swerve? Will Ospreay? I mean, who do you want to take out of that position? Because at some point, these people are going to get lost in the shuffle, inevitably. It is not like, I don't care how good a booker you are, whatever. There's too much talent for everybody to get pushed. So the idea that, okay, well, you know, let's bring in 10 more top stars, you're going to end up with a problem. And at some point, you are going to have people that are going to want to go the other way, because they're going to see, well, holy smokes, you know, I can be a top star there and I'm going to be, wherever here. It will happen eventually. It hasn't happened yet, but it will.
You're just right inevitable. About that. You're right about that, but there's a numbers game here, too. You should have a pick six of three, you know, six people at the top three feuds where guys are as serious, the most serious guys in the company, and then you're supposed to have an upper mid-card underneath that where you have a couple more people that you can rely on and move up and down as you need to, and that's been the biggest problem with AEW. It's not having the talent. It's utilizing them and keeping them fresh and keeping them hot from feud to feud and giving them some credibility.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
My God.
What's up?
Trying to go through the Seattle Times archive here.
Yeah?
And the problem is that pre-1985... you have to go through like the they've scanned them all. And on top of that, not only do you have to go through all these scans, but the Seattle Times back then had like the old school TV schedule. So there's like 5 million hits for the Muppets because every time the newspaper came out, they'd tell you when the Muppets were on TV. Like it changed.
You know, if we had a better producer for this show, like maybe Scooter, you know, maybe we could be helped out with this a little bit more, you know? Dom's obviously not doing his legwork during the break.
Dom wasn't even born yet.
He doesn't remember Gonzo? He's got no clue about what's going on there? Pigs in Space? Some of the great skits that took place from over the years?
All right.
No transition to
got a new set for AEW Dynamite.
Talk about the Muppet Show.
Tony Khan on X Wednesday wrote a Valentine's Day poem. This guy. Which he announced a new set for Dynamite will debut on March 6th in Duluth, Georgia. The first episode after... he is such a message boarder. You know that?
Yeah.
There's another word I'd like to use, but I'm not gonna. Yeah. AEW Dynamite is red. AEW Dynamite is blue. Until the Wednesday after Revolution, when we'll have a brand new set for you. Does he send in poems with a granny show while he's at it?
Let me tell you something.
Happy Valentine's Day to all of you. Got a new set.
You got a lot
coming.
Of nerve. It was the dorks like that made you, pal, that were reading F4W and laughing there hysterically when it came to those flying mares that Frank A. Gotch would talk about.
Yeah, I'm surprised Tony hasn't tried to sign Frank A. Gotch. Guess he's dead.
Yeah, 136.
He's pretty old right now.
Something like that.
So we have the, we finally know what's going on. I told you guys about this for a long time, but now it's official. So at the Dos Leyendas card at Arena Mexico on March 29, it will be CMLL versus BCC at Arena Mexico. Brian Danielson, Claudio Castagnoli, John Moxley, and Wheeler Yuta against Blue Panther. Finally, they got the guy back they'll beat. Blue Panther, Mystico, Ultimo Guerrero, and Volador Jr. They better get that Wheeler Yuta back because, like, right now this CMLL crew, they can't beat anybody in the BCC. Just one loss after another. But now we've got the match, which they will assuredly win at Arena Mexico. And Brian Danielson gets his chance to work with Blue Panther. Ultimo Guerrero, who's still out there going.
Yeah.
And
he's still awesome, too. You got to see him out there. What a great deal he is. Look, and this needs to be, I will give a plug to...
that's the main event, by the way.
Cubs fan.
That's the main event.
Yeah? Well, you're surprised by that?
I'm just pointing it out.
At Lucha Blog on Twitter/X, how to watch that show. You do actually have to spend the $35 to be a part of. Yes, it's
$35.
Yes, they have three tiers.
I'm raising prices.
Three tiers for CMLL on YouTube. The $9 tier, the $25 tier, and then the $35 tier. And that's where you're going to be able to see this show, unless you can get a bootleg stream of Televisa Nueve out of Mexico City and watch it that way on April 8th, okay?
Chink is trying to say this okay because 35 is the live shows. Well, we get the live shows on Peacock for like $4.95.
The thing is, it's not usually the live show. They add one more show and then like they add two matches or something is what they're supposed to be doing on that tier. You know, essentially the $25 tier is the way to go because that's what gets you the Arena Mexico shows.
That's the way to go?
On Tuesday and Friday. I like watching that. Look, I like watching CMLL live, so I love that Friday deal that they have Tuesdays and Fridays. I like being able to do that. Otherwise, it's not that long of a wait. Like, this is taking place on March 29th. If you pay for the $9 tier on YouTube, you'll get to see it on April 9th, okay? So you don't have to wait.
I can handle that.
Yeah, you don't have to wait that
long. I could probably fly to Mexico for less than buying that service for a year.
Yeah, but then you got to fly.
That's true. I don't like that.
It's no fun.
Tuesday's NXT, 650,000 viewers and 8.17. So they're still up year over year, particularly in 18 to 49. Raw did 1.75 million and a 0.56 in 18 to 49. And 1.79, 1.85, and 1.60 were the hours. And those are your numbers, everybody. Breaking news. Did you review NXT yesterday?
I did.
Show
probably
sucked, except for that main event.
Probably got way too into it, more than we really should have. But a lot of it didn't end up on Hulu for Filthy, which is, again, probably
what a lucky
a good
guy.
Thing. Really?
I ran over that card, everybody. And I said...
Should have done it with a car.
I said, man, this ain't looking like a good show. And remember my buddy, what did he say? Let's see if I can find it. He told me I was going to be wrong.
Not that you kept the receipts or anything.
One of those deals. Yeah, I'm going to keep a receipt on this one. Let's see if I can find it here. He was sure.
Oh, that all of the women's matches with green women were going to knock everyone's socks off?
Yeah. Well, anyway, I can't find it.
They did not.
Oh, yeah, going to expect an apology tomorrow. You keep bashing this NXT lineup for tonight. Hey, listen, I love this show more than anybody. That show sucked.
Yes, well.
I'll give it a good skewering tonight. I'll give it a good skewering tonight on the Brian and Vinny show. But the main event. Hey, let me tell you something. You guys think I'm kidding? And if you don't watch the show, just shut up about it, okay? Because the people that do watch will agree with me. The best team in WWE is Braun Breaker and Baron Corbin. And not only are they the best team in the ring, but like, you got to go back and watch this segment that they did backstage.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are so great. And it really stuck out on NXT because most of these backstage segments are atrocious. These you know, Saved by the Bell style skits or whatever. These guys are so real. They're so believable. They're like, they were awesome.
Two old football players giving each other hell.
But like, they're great.
Yes.
It's not like they're acting. It's not like they're doing some storyline. They're so believable and they're so real. And then, no, they're better than Finn and Priest, Jingu. Don't argue with me. Either watch it or shut up about it, okay? Finn and Priest are a great WWE tag team, okay? They do everything right. They do nothing wrong, okay? The matches are good. But I'll bet you ask them to watch these matches with Corbin and Braun Breaker, and they'll go, okay, man, like, they're awesome. And Braun's got that shirt. You know that best spear in the business shirt?
Uh-huh.
Which, by the way, I mean, you honestly think in WWE that they're going to have him wear a best spear in the business shirt if their plan isn't him and Roman Reigns at some point, like... In the next year?
It's like they didn't realize that Braun and Melo were going to be, you know, generational opponents for each other for a long, long time, right?
And I told you guys, listen, I love Yoda Tsuji. He should be the IWGP Heavyweight Champion. He does not have a better spear than Braun Breaker. Goldberg does not have a better spear than Braun Breaker. Roman Reigns does not have a better spear than Braun Breaker. Braun Breaker does, in fact, have the best spear in this business. My God, Stax got murdered. He was murdered. Would I ever take that spear? Hell no. Not in a million years.
Would you ever do a crisscross with Braun?
He nope.
Kill himself doing that and then kill you.
Nope, he's got a better spear than Rhino. I love the gore. It's better than Rhino's. Like, this guy spears you like, I don't even know what. You owe him a lot of money. You owe him your children. Like, this spear is unreal. That match was great. They won the titles. I was so happy. But the rest of the show was abysmal. Abysmal. And that's coming from their biggest fan. Now, the Dynamite show. Let me tell you what was awesome on this show. This, you know this Dax fella thinks I'd never say anything good about him? That's all I do is say good things about Dax. But I believe he's a selective listener, or he's a non-listener. He's like one of those other nerds on the internet that doesn't listen and gets mad. This Dax-John Moxley match, it was so awesome. And I said on Observer Radio last night, I go, this is like the best AEW match I can remember in, like, I don't even remember the last time. And then I go on the internet today and, you know, people are saying, Brian said this was the best AEW match of the year. And of course, my first thought was, I never said that. And I got thinking about it and I was like, was there a match I liked more than this in AEW this year? I'm not sure. I loved it.
Well, it helped that it was mostly a wrestling match.
It wasn't even a wrestling match. It was mostly a fight.
A fight.
And then they wrestled. They beat
Death Jitsu
the death out of each other. And they wrestled. And the most amazing thing to me is that, like, it was like 15, 16 minutes before they got a This Is Awesome chant. I was like, did you guys just file into the building? Like, where have you been? This match was so great.
It was, Brian, but you know what? It should be noted. Let's stop with all the headbutt spots. It's not that.
Well,
it's
you didn't need
people.
That.
And here's the thing. You have a lot of heat being put on these guys for the choke of Dax and laying out cash next to him. And then the camera shot at the end where Dax is coming to. That was unnecessary and took away from the violence that it was supposed to be. The crowd was already doing that by cheering these heels do this dastardly stuff. But then you got Dax waking up after supposedly being choked out and getting brain damage, or at least, you know, the possibility of that being hyped by the announcers. Small bad move there, I thought.
Can't believe all these people that are so appalled about the kissing spots. Bro,
oh,
it's 2024. Let me tell you a story, okay? Let me tell you a story.
There was a guy who drank blood on a pay-per-view once.
I once worked in a gymnastics facility.
And you kissed a dude.
And we would do these matches during overnighters with my buddies.
Overnight.
But, like, nobody that worked there had ever actually seen me do a real pro wrestling match in the ring, okay?
This is turning into a custom.
Can I get going here?
Sorry.
Nobody had ever seen me do an actual pro wrestling match in the ring. We had all these local shows. I was like, hey, if you guys want to come, you know, we'll be at the, you know, the B&I Marketplace in Tacoma. They're like, that ain't happening. But anyway, you know, we wrestled all over the place, and one day we went to The Dalles, Oregon. Which, by the way, what kind of a name is that? The Dalles? That's what it's called. The Dalles.
That's the city
name? Oh, that's the name of the city. The Dalles. So we go to The Dalles for this show, and I think it was me and Buddy versus Richie Magnet and Vinny. Okay? Imagine that match. So we're in this, like, little high school or whatever, and we're doing this match, and Buddy and I are the heels, and, you know, we're just being heels and everything like that. And these fans in Oregon, in The Dalles, decide that they're going to chant some really homophobic stuff about us.
Oh.
And they're calling us the worst names, and they're saying horrible things. And so we're doing this match or whatever. And I think Richie and Vinny won. And so they leave. And, you know, me and Buddy are all sad in the ring afterwards. And the fans are just, they're all over us, these horrible homophobic chants. And so all of a sudden, Buddy just grabs me and he goes, close your mouth. And he goes, and he just kisses me right on the lips. I had no idea it was coming.
Didn't even do
and
the
And the crowd's like, ah, oh, now they're furious and everything like that. And we're leaving. We're just like, my God, look at these. I don't like to say the word, but we're starting to head to the back. I look up in the crowd. Whole crew from the gymnastics place drove all the way to The Dalles. That was their integration. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of Wrestling Observer.
I've got to ask you, how was he as a kisser?
Prickly. That's what I remember. I was like, that's weird. Very prickly. Anyway.
You get to kiss Christian to try to compare, you know?
Orange Cassidy and... There's actually a kiss in the open of the Brian and Vinny show. I think I kiss old Mark.
Oh, I thought
Christmas
you say
show.
Oreo when you were all hammered.
By the way, Mark's little dog is in rough shape. Oh. So if you would like to, he's got a GoFundMe up. And if you want to donate, you can go to my ex at Brian Alvarez. The link is up there. Any help would be appreciated. And you can also go up there and Jeremy from HBG put up a picture of an old rusted Mayor McCheese with no hole in his helmet, by the way. I think they stopped making those after what happened to me. But anyway, the other great thing on the show was that Orange Cassidy Matt Taven match, Last Man Standing. That was a great match. And Orange Cassidy won after Trent took the bullet. Roddy got sent outside. He tried to interfere. Taven couldn't answer the count. Orange retained the title. You know, one of these days, that Trent's turning on Orange. It's going to happen one of these days. Could be 2044, but one of these days... It's definitely going to happen.
Oh, man, no more best friends, just chaos, possibly?
Well, he'll still have other best friends.
Well.
I mean, it's a group called the best friends.
Yeah, but get rid of the other best friends, and it's just him and Okada against the world.
When I was a kid, you had, like, one best friend. That's why it was called the best.
And you
everyone
know
else
what?
Was just your friends.
That's the friend that greases up your head and gets it out of Mayor McCheese when you really
no one
need
greased
to.
My head. Greased my own head. I think it's time to wrap it up today. I'll be back later on tonight with Vinny. WrestlingObserver.com. Video.f4wonline.com. And we'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.